It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, Iowans vote next week, and for all the attention over the presidential race, the U.S. Senate race, and a couple of these contested congressional races, one of the biggest decisions Iowans will make is who controls the Iowa legislature. As of now, Republicans hold majority in the House, and Democrats hold a very slim majority in the Senate. IPR's Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell is with me this morning to talk Statehouse races. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So first off, just give us an overview of how much money is being spent on the Iowa House and Senate races.
Well, one measure of that is how much the two parties are spending on their races. In both the House and Senate, the focus is on a relatively small number of competitive races, and the two parties are pouring in the cash. And Republicans are outspending Democrats by this measure. In the last reporting period, for example, in the competitive Senate races, the Republican Party of Iowa spent over $2 million, while the Iowa Democratic Party spent closer to $1 million.
Now, the Senate, it's more likely that it would flip to Republican than the House would flip to Democrats. What are you expecting here?
Well, this is the third election where Democrats controlled the Iowa Senate by 26 to 24. In the last two elections, they held on to their slim majority. Senator Mike Gronsdahl, the majority leader, says he's cautiously optimistic they'll repeat that this year. Republican Party of Iowa Chairman Jeff Kaufman says he feels very good about their chances to win control. Now, I should say that both Gronsdahl and Kaufman are downplaying what coattail effects the presidential race may have on the legislative races. And control of the Senate may not be decided on election night. That's because Democratic Senator Joe Singh of Davenport passed away earlier this year, and there will be an election in December to replace him.
Okay, so once this is all figured out, if Republicans would gain control of the Senate, that would give, theoretically, Republican Governor Terry Branstad just complete control of the state house. What would this mean?
Well, it will mean he'll have a Republican legislature for the first time since the 1996 election, back when he served before. Every other year, he's governed with either a split legislature or with Democrats running both chambers. Now, the governor dearly wants to win control of the Senate and replace Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronsdahl with one of his own. At a fundraising breakfast earlier this year, he predicted that would happen.
If I were the Senate Majority Leader, I would be shaking in my boots today because I think he can see the tidal wave is coming his way.
And I've said in the past that Senator Gronsdahl is the Democrat that Republicans love to hate.
Okay, so how is Majority Leader Gronsdahl's reelection campaign looking? How's his race shaping up?
Well, it's the number one race in the Senate if you measure it by how much the two parties are spending. One insider I talked to gives Senator Gronsdahl a 50-50 chance of being reelected.
What are some of the key Senate races that are out there this election?
Well, Democrats are definitely playing defense. They're putting most of their effort into protecting their incumbents rather than trying to knock off a Republican incumbent. Some of these are in rural Republican-leaning districts that Democrats barely won last time. So, for example, up in Cresco, Democrat Mary Jo Wilhelm won her race in 2012 by less than 0.5%. So Republicans are really going after her. Another Democratic incumbent that Republicans hope to knock off is Senator Steve Sodders from State Center. He has stood in the way of gun rights legislation in the Senate, and gun rights groups are running ads to defeat him. Also, Democratic Senator Liz Mathis from Linn County is facing a strong challenge. She has won easily in the past, but she's thought to have potential to run for higher office in the future, and knocking her out of her state Senate seat would help nip that in the bud.
Okay, what about the House side?
Well, Democrats have an uphill battle to gain control there. There were a lot of resignations in the House this year, so Democrats are hoping to win seats that are currently held by Republicans. And on the Republican side, they've spent a lot to protect two of their longtime suburban incumbents. And those include Majority Leader Chris Hagenow of Windsor Heights and Peter County of West Des Moines. There's a trio of young female challengers to incumbents in the legislature this year. Jennifer Confirst is challenging Hagenow, and Claire Selsey is challenging County. They're both being way outspent, but Republicans did appear to be taking those challenges seriously.
All right, Joyce, thank you.
Thank you.